This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everyone. Mike Oss here on the Saints Hour ahead of Carolina on Sunday. And Sunday will also be kind of the ribbon cutting, if you will, for Caesars Superdome, a renovation that began in January of 2020, has come to an end, and fans will see it for the first hand on Sunday at noon. And earlier today, I spoke with Saints Senior Vice President of Marketing and Chief Operating Officer Ben Hales about the changes and what fans can expect. Well, Ben, I guess take me back a little bit, right? January 14th of 2020, it does for me, feels like a lifetime ago. And as you sit here now, awaiting this first home game with the renovation behind us, it's got to be a different kind of excitement, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a little bit like your kid goes to high school and their freshman year, next thing you know, they're graduating, and a lot of things have happened in between, but you couldn't be prouder of the result and what's going to come next.
So what does come next? Because this Tuesday is different than if we were sitting here as we did, Tuesday of 23, Tuesday of 22, and that the messaging is not about, hey, this is great, but this hasn't come yet. It's all here now. What's the messaging like for the organization, the team, and their fans?
Well, I think the biggest thing, when you look at what the goal of this project was and what everybody wanted from the state and the LSCD, ASM, and all the partners that have been involved, was this was about creating a transformative experience. You know, it wasn't just about new wallpaper or lights or anything else. It was trying to figure out, in the modern stadium, part of the experience is having a really positive, seamless experience with not a lot of hassle and the amenities that fans expect. And that's really what I think we've delivered. Now it's going to take a little getting used to as you learn to experience the building in a new way. I mean, I think about my family that have gone into the same gate and gone up the same ramp and have done it the same way all the time, and explain to them that there's a different way. It doesn't mean it's not that the new way might not be a better way, but it's going to take a little getting used to.
Right, because you know, we're New Orleanians are creatures of habit, and as I say, it's not that we aren't letting you take that ramp or that escalator from 400 to 500. It doesn't exist anymore, and there's just a new way of kind of entering the building, traversing the building that will take some time.
It will, but it should provide for a better experience as well. I think once people get used to it, they'll realize that it's not just modernized from an amenity, but also from a transportation. I think, look, we all remember going up the ramps and before or after games, and that was part of a kind of a communal experience. But we also realized, shoot, we can get people vertically up and down the building a little bit faster with escalators that get them directly to their level versus having to traverse. If you're going up to the 600 level, that's a long walk through a lot of tunnels. And the trade-off in all that, too, is by taking those things out, what we've been able to provide really is going to make a huge difference in all of those areas. And it's not just having wider concourses that makes it a lot easier to move around. It's being able to provide amenities, much faster concessions, shorter lines, better cooking facilities so the food is better and fresher. And all of those things required us, you know, finding space, and where most of that space, as you know, that was available was where those ramps were, and that's what's led probably to the biggest change in the way people access the building.
No, I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, basically recapturing 100,000 fan-facing square feet, 100,000 square feet fan-facing, another 50,000 back of house where you added floors, 300 to the exterior, 400 to the exterior. I mean, it's, you know, I always go, well, look at your house. Try to find me 100 square feet of recaptured space in your house. You can't do it. So to be able to recapture 100,000 square feet is really, it's extraordinary.
It is, and you know, one of the important things for the city and for the state is when we went through this process, we knew this was a huge renovation. I mean, it's in many ways a new stadium in the shell of the old as far as fan amenities go. So while there are a lot of fan-facing upgrades within the bowl with new scoreboards and video boards and all those things, the real changes come in the concourses and upgraded bathrooms and all of those things. And the fact that we're able to deliver something like that without disrupting, we talk about we love our traditions. Well, one of those traditions is playing our Saints games at home, being able to host Essence Fest, being able to host Sugar Bowls, never having to relocate any of those things, and be able to continue to deliver that for our community with as little disruption, which is why, you know, it took a little bit longer to get it done, but we didn't have to give up any of those things that are so important to us. And I think what people will see is that the payoff is certainly worth it for them.
So you have the ability to message and talk directly with fans through email and the season ticket base. But there's two things I wanted to talk about. One, and they're both of these for the app, the personal game plan for fans, because everything is a little different. I mean, it might look a little different when you walk in, but talk about the personal game plan for fans and what the team wants to accomplish with that.
Yeah, we're trying to make sure that that as much as possible fans are prepared for when they get to the game and know what to do. And that comes in a couple of different layers. You mentioned know before you go. You know, it's 100% digital ticket situation now. So we email our season ticket holders with instructions and all the information they need before they get to the game several times during the week. But if you don't get that, if someone forwards a ticket, you never saw that. Attached to every digital ticket, as you scroll through that, there is a personal game plan that will tell you exactly where to enter the building, how to exit the building, where amenities are. And that's really important right now, because that gate that you might have been used to going to, as you said, it may not get you to where you want to go because there literally is no connection to it. There isn't a ramp, there aren't stairs. What we do have are these very large atriums that were built to handle and really designed with some of the best experts in the industry to figure out how to move people most efficiently up and down through the building. So if you're looking at your personal game plan, as much as you used to like maybe going into Gate C and then walking all the way around to go up, if you go to the section that is on your ticket, it will get you to where you're trying to go the most efficiently and make sure that you don't get to a situation where you can't get to where you want to go. And so that personal game plan is a really good tool. Another tool that's really helpful this year is on the Saints app. We've worked to put together really a turn-by-turn instructions. If you go into our app and you've got to download the new one, make sure it's up to date, put in where you want to go, or put in, look, I'm looking for this to eat, or I'm looking for where the closest bathroom is. It'll give you turn-by-turn directions and help that wayfinding experience. If you're still struggling, we've got a team of Saints ambassadors who are going to be out there answering questions along with a great customer service group that ASM has. So if you're lost, ask for help. We've got people who are ready to help to get you there, but that phone and your ticket are your best friend for getting all those answers right at your fingertips.
And I think that's what you were talking about is the Microsoft wayfinding that's at the guest services desks, that actual computer that you can it's amazing.
There are tablets that are right. That we work with Microsoft. It's also available on the Saints app, turn-by-turn instructions.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a bigger screen or some people to walk you through that, those Microsoft tablets will also be located at those guest services locations.
I guess I'm just kind of curious. I mean, I've been around this renovation, as you know, and my friends tell me they like this, they like that. You can't avoid the concourses. You see what we used to live in, and you see what we have now. Is there an area, a concession, something that you can't wait to kind of show off to your friends and family?
Well, look, I love the 40-yard bars. I just think it's really cool. I also look, you know, just when you walk in and take a moment in those atriums and look up and you see light coming all the way up to the terrace, that's pretty dramatic. But beyond just the way the building looks, I think everyone's really excited about it functioning better. We have a new Wi-Fi system in there, a new cellular system. So a lot of the technology that we are depending upon to get people around is data-based. And we're now able, through this renovation, to better serve people that way in a system that really is a state-of-the-art and should be able to handle everything everybody wants to do and expects to do on their phones, including using that phone as their tool. And just like with anything else, keep in mind, I think it's going to be an unbelievable experience for the first game, and we're going to continue to fine-tune that throughout the season. So it's like you keep moving in your house and you're figuring out which light switch is which or which way you're going. We're going to continue to make it better and tweak things as we go along, particularly based on customer feedback and what our fans are telling us. So, you know, one thing is make sure you let us know. We send out a survey to all of our fans after every game, asking them about their experience, or let us know, or let the Dome staff know if they're having a problem. That feedback is going to get acted upon and corrected, and each week should be better than the last one.
And so as we, certain things out of our control, your control, and that's, we have a Super Bowl coming up, which means the city is working hard to get the streets as ready as possible. So there will be some, there's been some construction, which kind of leads me to, and I've said this irrespective, is that come early, not because you're not going to have any trouble getting in, but just come explore. Come see this new building, because it is new. And just really kind of walk around, take some time, explore, and really kind of just enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I would say to add to that, ask questions if you have them. We've got a great team that's been working really hard to make sure they understand how the building works now. You will see that it's definitely... I can't think of an amenity that hasn't been upgraded, whether that be restroom facilities. Certainly, I think food and beverage, you're going to see some really good things. The cooking facilities have improved. Across the board, there shouldn't be a part of your experience that isn't better. And you're right, there are going to be some infrastructure things that are being worked on throughout the course of the season, but that's one of the great benefits of a Super Bowl too. Those upgrades are going to remain well after the game is gone, and so it's great that we have this opportunity to really help serve as a catalyst to get a lot of things done that we're all anxious to get done. And most importantly of all, everybody is singing from the same choir book here. Everybody's aligned to trying to get this done, whether that's the city, state, LSED and team. Everybody's working together to make sure we pull this off. And right now, it's, you know, when one thing about, you know, New Orleans, our community, when we all get together and decide we're going to do something, it gets done. As long as everybody's rowing in the same direction, and it's really encouraging to see how committed everybody is to creating a great experience, not just for the Super Bowl, but in this stadium for our fans and for all the events that are in this building.
All right, my friend. Best of luck, and have a great week.
Great. Thank you so much.